Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He started a charity that would give toys to underprivileged kids every year. Neighbors say L. Antonio Lippman had a heart of gold. Well, today they're mourning his death, and worse yet, the way he died.
Well-known and much-loved Antonio Lippman personally bought every kid on his block a hoverboard for Christmas.
I mean, who gets kids on the block hoverboards? All the kids. Like, I don't know who does that.
Jace Bartok knew Lippman for 15 years and has a hard time understanding why he was found dead in his burning brownstone with stab wounds to his neck.
You know, I think he would just let people in, and I'm assuming he let the wrong person in.
Bartok says Lippman lived alone here in this four-story brownstone on Adelphi Street. Lippman founded Virginia's House of Hope, distributing food and clothing to thousands of needy New Yorkers. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Fort Greene, Brooklyn.